My guest is one of the foreign exchange students at the Medford Area Senior High School. Letícia is from Brazil. Welcome. Let's talk about where you're from in Brazil, as opposed to Medford. Are you from the country or the city?
I'm from the city. I live in São Paulo, which is like a 12 million people city. So it's pretty different from Medford.
Yeah, that's big enough. I've even heard of that. So when you came to Medford, what was your thought like? What was it? Was it kind of shocking to be such a small town?
Yeah, it was shocking. My mom was like, you know that you like your neighbors are going to be cows, right? So are you sure you want to do that? And I was like, sure, Mom.
So when you got here to Wisconsin, Brazil, so you were telling us that there's no snow in Brazil.
Yeah, there's no snow in Brazil.
How cold does it get there?
50, 40 sometimes, but not colder than that.
That would be considered cold for you?
Yes. Like 40, people are like, they don't leave home. They're like, I'm just going to sleep all day because it's too cold.
What was your first reaction when you saw snow?
I was jumping like up and down. And my host mom was like, are you okay? And I was like, yes, I have never seen snow.
Explain how the school year is different in Brazil. Because here in America, we have 9 months of school, pretty intense, and then 3 months off in the summer. But that's not how it works in Brazil.
No, in Brazil, we have like 1 month break in July. But the school year goes like January to June and then August to December. And we also, because we have so many hours in school, we just have 3 years high school.
And we should explain, too, because you're in Southern Hemisphere, the seasons are reversed. So it's late summer there now. We got late winter. It's late summer
actually,
there.
Actually, July, we have, like, winter. So we have a month winter break.
Nice. Now, have you tried the Wisconsin food?
Yes, I did.
Are there any favorites, any that you like?
I really like the cheese from here. But I think that most of the foods here, they are, like, really, really fat. You know what I mean? They're like, in Brazil, we actually, like, we buy bread every day. And it's, like, homemade bread every day. And here's, like, they're all so, like, industrialized. And, like, so many fat foods and different kind of, like, cookies and stuff. And so weird.
How long are you here in the United States?
I have been here for 6 months, but I'm going to leave in June 10th. Okay. So I'm going to be here for 5 months.
And so some of the things that you've seen.
5 months.
5 months, yeah. Some of the things you've seen, have you been able to travel a bit and see some things?
I'm going to go to South Dakota in April. So I'm pretty excited for that. But I went to the highest, like, the highest place in Wisconsin, something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
The Tim's Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
You enjoyed that. Do you have plans in school? Now, you said you only have the 3 years in high school and then you're out. So what are your future plans after you get done with school?
After I get done with school, I want to be a judge, like a federal judge.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a concept of how that works in the United States. You go to college, you go to law school, and then there's years more of practice, and then maybe you become judge. How does it work in Brazil?
In Brazil, we have to take a test that's called ENEM. That's like an ACT here, but the difference is that if you don't pass in ENEM, you don't get to go to college at all. So it's like a pretty big thing.
I guess.
Yeah, so we do this test, and if you pass, you can go right away to like law school. You don't go to college for 4 years.
Okay.
You go right away to law school, and then you stay there for five years. And then after you get done with that, you get a test, you take a test, and then you become a lawyer. And then to become a judge, there's like this whole process that you have to study more and then specialize in something. And then you take another test and then you become a judge.
What makes you want to do that?
I really want to be different in my country because we have like a lot of corruption, especially in like politics and stuff. So I think that when you are a federal judge, you play like a really important role in that. So I want to, like, change things a little bit in there. Because Brazil is a really, really, like, happy country. And, like, the people there, they're so friendly. And I think that we are such, like, a beautiful country. And I think that we just need to change this politics thing.
Let me ask about your family back in Brazil. What do mom and dad do? What do they do for a living?
My mom, she owns a paper company. She makes paper. And my dad, he's an engineer.
Brothers and sisters?
My brother, my older brother, he's a model. And
he's a model?
Yeah, he's a model.
Wait, that's pretty cool. What did you think of that when you could be a model?
I don't know. I think it's like something that he likes to do, so we support him. It's something really cool. And my other brother, he's in college, and he wants to be like a... He wants to work in like medical area, but not being like... He wants to specialize in like search for... Like, cure for...
Research.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to do research. What do you miss about Brazil?
I miss the food and, like, the people and how... Like, when you get somewhere in Brazil, you are going to say hi, kissing in the cheeks and hugging people that you have never seen in your life.
I like
and
that.
And then I got here, and then you say hi, and you just, like, wave hi to everybody. It can be, like, 50 people in the room, and you're just going to wave. And just say bye, you're just going to wave, and you're going to leave. And that's, like, really weird for me because I'm kind of a hug person. And it's, like, really weird.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We could probably use more hugs in this world. Well, welcome. It's wonderful to have you here. Enjoy your stay with us in the United States. Once again, Letícia is a foreign exchange student at Medford Area Senior High School from Brazil. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing. And best of luck and good health to you.
Thank you.